fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Monday, the 23rd day of October, year of our Lord, 2017, and welcome to the John Moore Show. Prepper tip of the day. I would say a small percentage, maybe 10% of Americans, can use a topographical map and compass to navigate cross country, and that's pretty optimistic, more like 5%. If you live an urban, suburban life, even in the country as far as that goes, you may not see a need to do that, to acquire that skill, but the ability to read maps, whether they're city maps, highway maps, or topographical maps, is an essential skill, in my opinion. So your prepper tip of the day is to get those maps, topographical maps, road atlases, city maps, get your compass, compasses plural, and learn how to cross-country navigate, learn how to read a map. That's very important. Very foundational. Don't put it off any longer. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Jimmy Gensling. Jimmy is the CEO, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website is deserteagleshooters.com. And this is Firearms Monday. We're going to talk about firearms and everything related to the gun culture. Good morning, Jimmy.
Well, good morning, sir. Hopefully you can hear me okay.
I hear you fine. How are you this morning?
Oh, my voice is a little bit rough. We had the gun show in Las Cruces this weekend, our first time to be able to do that particular gun show. And outstanding. College town, one of the other liberal conclaves of New Mexico. Primary one is Santa Fe, and then you have Albuquerque and Las Cruces. And it seems like those three determine the political makeup of New Mexico with voters. And Teresa and I just had so much fun this weekend. It was put on by the Lions Club International. And one of the few gun shows that I've seen that first thing in the morning, they've got coffee and donuts for the vendors.
That's nice.
Oh, yeah. And great bunch of folks over there. If anybody is looking to get a gun show in your area and you do have a Lions Club, which I think most every town does, you might talk to them and, you know, have them talk to some of these other Lions clubs that do them and see if you can get a gun show brought into your own community there. Main subjects that we were covering by the people this weekend was reloading. We set several people up to start reloading. And the other one, and I think this is a good day, John, to make a big call to our listeners. That same phone number, 202-224-3121. Write that down. Put it in your phone under speed dial. And a lot of the vendors around the coffee pot and the donuts, Teresa and I had fun just standing and listening. Because there were a whole bunch of, well, in fact, there were only two vendors there that we had ever done before with Eli's shows.
Right.
So, group of people to listen to. And both mornings, the conversation focused a lot around getting our congressmen off their duff and getting the Hearing Protection Act out. Ryan has got the thing tabled. It's sitting in a committee, and he told them don't deal with it, that they want to save it for next year for the election time. And you and I both know that that is, we need that now. They wrapped the Hearing Protection Act into a another bill that I have to go look up because my brain just quit. It's a sportsman's bill, and everything I've read about that bill, researched and everything, it's what we want. It protects hunting and fishing, sports, and even camping in some of the wilderness areas and things, so everybody's covered. And it's something that we need because it more or less pulls back government agencies like BLM and Forest Service and a few of these others, kind of ties their hands a bit, not fully, about making wilderness areas and preventing people from getting there because of some sand lizard or whatever. And the other bill that has been tabled and just sitting there is the National Reciprocity Act, bill, the concealed carry law that makes everything kind of even footing across the United States. Right now there's a reciprocity with every state in the union on driver's license. And there's a reciprocity in every state of the union about auto insurance, meaning that I traveled to Missouri to visit you and Tim. Missouri has to honor my driver's license, and if I'm in an accident, they have to honor my insurance coverage and not prevent, you know, or fine me or something because my insurance coverage didn't cover, you know, hitting a duck on the highway or something.
Right.
So both of those bills, ladies and gentlemen, call your congressman first. And I don't care how many congressmen you have in your state. Every one of them represent you. You have one from your district. That's your primary. But every other congressman in Washington, D.C.'s decisions affect you. So if you call and talk to a congressman's office and they say, well, you're not in our district, the legal comeback is, but his vote affects me. And they have to listen to you. Whether they do anything or not, they hang up on you. There's some avenues to take. I need to find out who it is now. But I have been told that if you have a congressman or a senator that refuses to, their staff put you on hold for 3 hours till you hang up or whatever, that the first call after that is either the House or Senate, whichever one you were calling, Sergeant at Arms. And I've never known very much about that office, John. You may. But evidently, Sergeant of Arms of the House and Sergeant of Arms of the Senate are pretty powerful people.
They stay in the background. There's no public attention to what the Sergeant at Arms does. Which, I mean, my reality is between now and the end of the year, they'll have a Thanksgiving break. They'll go on, and they leave basically a few days before Christmas, and won't come back until in January. There's basically about 7 productive weeks left, and that's optimistic, before the end of the year, to do very much. It's going to be 2018 here pretty darn soon, and I agree with you. Lobbying these people is good and needs to be done on one hand. On the other, my reality is to get these things on to where they can be voted on in 7 weeks of working time is quite a bit optimistic, I believe.
It is. I am, well, as Teresa puts it, I'm more of an optimist than a pessimist, which is a good thing. But the point is, Ryan has already mentioned that concerning the tax bill, working through the Thanksgiving and Christmas breaks to get it passed, I think now is a good time to hit them up to cover these as well in that time, because the bills have already gone through, I believe, most of the committees, and they're hung up in the last one before they can get to the floor for a closure vote. And the way I understand things are right now, I'm still trying to get information from Pierce's office. They're working on it for me. But if you tell these congressmen and senators that you're talking to, if they seem to be lackadaisical, then just explain to them, excuse me, Congress are reelected every 2 years. They're up for reelection next year. And because of their actions, you're already looking for someone to primary them. You affect their job, ladies and gentlemen, and they start taking notice.
Well, one thing these congressmen are very fearful of is a viable, well-funded, heavily backed primary opposition. Because they don't want that, they don't like that, they want to have their money and efforts focused on the general election, where a viable primary candidate or candidates plural is very harmful as they take away from the money that they want to reserve for their general election. Whatever you say has to be backed up by something real, not just an empty statement with nothing to back it up. If there is a viable primary candidate who has stated as such and is actually filed, I think filing begins towards the middle or the end of January, that will get the congressman's attention, or congresswoman, keeping in mind that most of calendar year 2018 will be spent campaigning on the part of these congressmen and congresswomen. That's just the nature of the beast, isn't it, Jimmy?
Oh, yes, sir. And that means it's the stuff that we have to get done, and the items that Trump is pushing on and working on have to get done. And, ladies and gentlemen, if you have got a background, if you can speak in public, if you've got a good foundation, I'm not saying great, and I'm not saying college level, but if you have that foundation, why not run for office? You can obviously do better than the school board members that are sitting up there right now wasting money, or the city or county commissioners that are voting to pad their own pockets rather than bring jobs into their community. Seriously, look at it, and talk to your friends, talk to your family. Most of all, the first discussion you should have is your spouse. Your spouse knows you better than you think, and they would be able to sit there and say, yes, you can do this, but you need to tone this area down or focus on this because you're passionate on it. And if you can't do it, but you know Say you've got a president of a credit union locally that everybody respects. The man is always up front and doing things for his community, doing things for disaster relief or veterans overseas or something like that. Approach them, not by yourself. Get two or three good friends, maybe your pastor, maybe if you're good friends with a deputy or sheriff or something like that. Call them, make an appointment with them, go in and pitch that, look, you're one of many, and you think they could be this office better than who's in there now. And approach them. You never know. They may have been bouncing this idea around for years, and it just takes that particular nudge. So that's how we find new congressmen, new senators, you know, school board members. I always bring up that one because it's so important with the condition that our schools are in now anyway. And just think about it, ladies and gentlemen, please. We all sit there every day of the week, and we gripe about this, we complain about that, but what are we actually doing about it? I'm as guilty as the next person, sometimes more so. Because I talk with John about this stuff and everything, and then once we're off the radio, I'm running to do this or do that, or make orders, or work on projects for customers, and this sets in the back of my mind, and at 8 o'clock when I'm finally slowing down, I'm going, crap, I forgot to call that person. So I'm not putting myself on a high horse. Believe me, I'm right down in the trenches with everyone. But think about it. I've already got an individual here focused on that I would like to see, and I've got lots of folks that think he would be very good at it, running against Senator Heinrich, which is just your general, you know, political dirtbag. But that's how we make these changes, ladies and gentlemen. That's how we get the Hearing Protection Act passed. That's how we get national reciprocity. That's how we counter the Dianne Feinsteins and Harry, well, Harry Reid's already gone, but Schumer's and everyone else that want to take our guns. And it's just, we've got to do this, ladies and gentlemen. And after the bottom of the break, John, I'll go over something I heard this weekend that I think is probably the very best defense that any of us can use for acquaintances, coworkers, neighbors that are just so hyped and ready to go on gun control. Talk to a gentleman this weekend, Korean War vet, just awesome individual. And we were talking about this subject, and he explained to me how he does it. And one of his friends was sitting beside him listening, and when he started explaining this, his friend kept biting his lip because I could tell this guy actually does this, and his friends get a kick out of it.
Uh-huh.
So, and it's a very good way to handle these people because it puts them back on themselves. And
well, that sounds good. We look forward to hearing that. Along with all this, these things about campaigns and so forth, it's critical that every of the 3,300 or so counties in the United States have a constitution supporting sheriff. The sheriff is the top law enforcement official in all these 3,000 plus counties, and it's critical that that person be a man or a woman who will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Yes, it is. Now, on that point, John, and I
hold
did
that.
Not...
Hold it. Oh. We have a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from...
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient, and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 23rd of October. Special announcement this coming Saturday. This would be Saturday, October the 28th. I'll be speaking in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Hattiesburg, Mississippi, 1 p.m. at the Red Line Inn. There's a banner at my website with some details. It's the event will be free and open to the public. Look forward to seeing a lot of you folks there. Visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the CEO of Desert Eagle Shooters at DesertEagleShooters.com. And you had a follow-up comment there, Jimmy, before the break. What was that?
Yes, sir. I found this out about New Mexico about 3 or 4 years ago. Up until that point, I was an absolute dummy on this particular piece of information. And ladies and gentlemen, you need to check it with your state, but look for the requirements of your sheriff. I found out, like I said, several years ago, that in New Mexico, the sheriff that, or the person that is running for office does not have to have any form of degree or formal training in law enforcement. They don't have to have any prior experience in law enforcement. They can be you, myself, anyone that wants to run for sheriff. Now, immediately a lot of people come up and go, well, that's stupid, that's crazy. No, if you've got a, let's say you've got a government teacher in high school, and this guy has studied the Constitution, loves it, teaches it with vigor and dedication to his students, and you've got a corrupt sheriff and doing absolutely everything wrong for some time, and this individual decides that they're going to run for sheriff, I think I would much rather have his knowledge and his background keeping the deputies and staff and everything on a narrow constitutional footing than I would a political hack. So any of these positions, ladies and gentlemen, look into them and see what the requirements are. On that same note, here in New Mexico several years ago, we had a governor in one case, mayor in one case, and then it was some other kind of office in another town that after the election, mind you, and in the case of the mayor, he'd been in office for about 2 or 3 months, they discovered that he was not qualified because of some of the requirements for being mayor. And when questioned about it after his removal, he says, well, I knew that. He says, I just wasn't going to say anything. So pays, ladies and gentlemen, to pay attention to the requirements for the offices in your city and county. But I found that quite interesting, John. The sheriff did not, and they've tried to change that this last legislative run, and it got slowed down because of the kickback from the people. So they've got another legislative run coming up this beginning of the year, and chances are that's going to be brought back up again. So we as a state here have to keep an eye on it. Are you aware of anything like that in Missouri there, John?
No, offhand, I'm not. I'm not, no, not offhand.
I just find it quite interesting. Sometimes we talk about professional and career politicians. That can be a way to get around things sometimes. But
yep.
The other thing at the gun show that we, and this has happened last two gun shows, one of the original reloading kits that I was experienced with was known as a Lee Loader. Made by Lee Precision Reloading, and it's about the box that it comes in. You could stack two of them, one on top of the other, with two more, one on top of the other, and set it on top of the energy cleaner box and still have space around it. Very small, compact unit, and it's a complete reloading kit for your particular caliber. And the one that I had that I started off with, I had one for 44 Magnum and I had one for 45-70. And this little kit, it only neck resizes, so you use ammunition that's fired in your gun. And if anybody hears a thumping going on, my puppy dog Theodore is sitting here beside me and just happy to see me for being gone for a weekend.
Okay.
So that's what the thump is, that tail on
I
the
wonder
floor.
I thought somebody was hammering a tack hammer. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 23rd of October. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. I mention it occasionally, but it's worth mentioning a number of times. And, of course, I do also need to mention my special announcement. I will be speaking this coming Saturday in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. That's Saturday, October 28th, 1 p.m. at the Red Lion Inn. The details at my website. There's a banner right at the top. Okay. Also, our project, and it's truly the project of all our listeners, of finding images of continents with new coastlines in movies and television shows, continues to move forward. It's a fun project. We got quite a few people participating. You can see all the images that have been found so far on the scroll down the left side, and you'll see those images. Films and TV shows that are incredibly popular that we've all seen, and others that go back 60 plus years that you may not be aware even existed. Also, of course, my website are energy cleaners for sale. They're marvelous healing devices. That's what they are. I use mine every night. I'm pretty active around the ranch here, climbing up and down these hills, off and on the tractor, using the chainsaw, using the line trimmer. and so forth. I go to bed with minor aches and pains, and I wake up pain-free in the morning, ready to hit it again. And you can also. My 20, soon-to-be 21-year-old grandson who plays football on a college scholarship, he uses his energy cleaner. And it doesn't matter where you are in life, what your status is in terms of health and age, the energy cleaner will help you. That's what it'll do. Check it out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads. And then go ahead and make your decision. Don't procrastinate. Go ahead and make your decision. Energy cleaner is only $285, shipping included, American zip codes. And I do take PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa. You can send me a check also. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free our line, here it is, 800-592-9543. Don't forget, I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters, at DesertEagleShooters.com. Let's continue.
Okay, I did remember to take the mute off on it this time. But we were talking about the reloaders. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're interested in getting into reloading and you're going to do one caliber, this is a perfect little tool for it. The only thing you have to have that doesn't come in the kit is your powder, your primers and your bullets, and a wooden mallet. And you resize it, neck resizes only. So you want to use ammunition that was fired through your own gun. And that is also a good thing because it extends the life of the brass and allows you to reload it more often before they start wearing out. But Alamogordo Show, then this show this time around here, and the Deming show, we had people that were familiar with them and wanted to know if they still made them, and if so, in particular calibers. And we did a special order for one for a gentleman for a 303 British. And then today we've got one going in for a customer at this last show for 7.62 by 54. And hopefully Tim has got, I haven't looked since we've been home, but I sent Tim the new catalogs and everything for Lee and the other products to get up on the webpage. And hopefully he's got those up, because, ladies and gentlemen, you'll be able to go to our webpage, which is DesertEagleShooters.com, and go to the products, pull up the Lee catalog, and be able to look at all of the different items and educate yourself about reloading or the other equipment that we carry. We're official, John. We are now authorized dealers for Williams Gun Sights.
All right.
And Williams has been around since the late 1800s. And they're started off with heap sights for Winchesters and other lever guns. Now we've got complete fire sights for Glocks and everything else that's out there. We right. now have Williams sights for everything, which is an incredible improvement over the factory sights 99% of the time.
Right. Well, but, those lever guns came with Buckhorn sights back in the 19th century only, didn't they?
Oh, yes, sir. And Winchester 73... 76. The Winchester 76 was the first to have an adjustable rear sight that the adjustment didn't require a hammer or a file. And then they went back to the regular Buckhorn rear sights for, oh my goodness, many, many years. And Williams, Lyman, Pacific, all in that same era began making ladder peep sights and receiver sights and tang mounted sights and everything to be able to use the full potential of those rifles. So the beauty of the Williams is simplicity and price, where some of these other sight manufacturers, some of the new ones that are out there, you're going to look at sight prices of $135 up for replacement sights for a Glock, and Williams sights all, every one of them, for the handguns and everything, run either in the $40 price range or the $62 price range.
Well, that's very reasonable for high-quality products. We got a caller on hold here, Jim. We got Fred in Wisconsin. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, Fred. How are you this morning?
We're doing good. I just heard you mention 4570. I had to jump in with this. I had a great friend of mine took me out to see the Custer Battlefield years ago, and we got back to his home. He came down with a cigarette box, an old cigar box, and he had been going there years earlier, and he had picked up a bunch of brass. And the story goes, and he explained it to me, that in the positions where the Indians were shooting, they were using 50 caliber rifles, but they didn't have 50 caliber ammunition. They were grabbing the soldier 45-70 ammunition. So every time they touched it off, they had to take their knife and pull the spent cartridge out to reload. And it split the brass. So he was showing me the difference between the split brass that the Indians had fired and the unsplit brass that the soldiers had fired.
And your friend was and your friend was showing you evidence of the crime he committed.
Well, you know, that's neither here nor there. Yeah.
Friend is a criminal who committed a crime.
All right, fine.
And he showed you the evidence of that crime.
Okay, John. Here's the other end of it, just to give you a heads up. A satanic organization in Missouri is pushing through the courts on this anti-abortion business, and I just read the whole article on that. So I don't know if you've had a look at it yet, but, you know, have a good day.
Okay, thank you for the call. Well, it's going to a... battlefield and removing artifacts is a crime, and to show those artifacts off and be proud of them and talk about them is well, something that I would not do.
When I was stationed at Yorktown, Virginia, in the Coast Guard, at Coast Guard Base Yorktown, in order to get to the Coast Guard base, you had to drive through the Yorktown battlefield. And practically every day out there, the officers would have one or two people that they would bring up to the Coast Guard base, to the gate, and the security, the Coast Guard security guards would wait there or watch these people until the sheriff arrived, because they were constantly arresting people for digging out, and some of them even digging out things from the trees on it and stuff.
Artifacts from the Battle of Yorktown.
Yep, from the Yorktown Battle, the surrender of Cornwallis. But that's just something that is, people really shouldn't do that. If you do find something like that, look at it. Examine it, maybe, but leave it there so someone else can have the opportunity to get educated a bit. It's one of those things, some one way or the other. But getting back to the Lee loader real quick, if Tim has got those up, ladies and gentlemen, look, go over to DesertEagleShooters.com and... bring up the Lee catalog, and you'll find the Lee loaders listed under the kits. And when you look it up on that, it will say Lee loader kits pistol, Lee loader kits rifle. And it explains the process on it. In fact, you can actually download the instructions and on any of products. That's the nice thing about Lee. You can download any of the instruction manuals right there from the website looking at the product. If you're looking at a turret press, you'll see the little Adobe emblem, and it says download instructions. And I recommend people do that, because if I miss something in answering a question on the air or whatever, by looking at the instructions and everything, they understand more fully of what they can do with that particular item. But excellent, excellent show this weekend. We had just too much fun. And now I promised everybody that I would pass on what the Korean War vet did as far as the gun control nuts out there. We were all standing there that morning having coffee and donuts, and one of his friends was chit-chatting with him. He said, now you need to tell so-and-so here how you handle the gun crazies. And the guy kind of laughed, and he says, well, what I do, he says, when I find out that they're anti-gun, he says, I'll engage them in conversation and draw it around two guns and trip their trigger. And he says, they'll start telling me this and that and everything else. And he says, I immediately act like I'm very interested in what they're saying. And then once you act like you are interested in what they're saying, they'll continue and they'll get better and better. And he says, then he'll stop and he says, well, you know, you're telling me all this. How can we fix it? And, of course, they'll get the first words normally are advanced background checks, enhanced background checks, and everything else. And he'll let them explain that or their talk about it. And he says, well, tell me what an enhanced background check is. 90% of the time, the people will look at him because they don't know what it is. And then he recently now, he's been bringing up the Vegas shooting, and he says, well, would any of those things stop this guy? And some of them, he said, will start, yes, they could have done this or that. And then you hit him with the, well, they already passed all the background checks. This guy passed all of his background checks. That normally takes him off guard, and then he says he brings up the fact, again, from recent stuff that's added to his fire, that Dianne Feinstein, in an interview on national TV, made the comment that the host asked her, you know, what laws that they want to pass could have prevented this, and the only answer she could give, but she didn't, was confiscate the guns. She didn't go that far. But he asked her again, you know, how would he have done this? You know, could we have prevented it? And Dianne Feinstein states in this, and you can find it on YouTube, that no current laws would have prevented this guy from doing anything. And short of total 100% gun confiscation, nothing could be done to prevent anything like this in the future from the same type of person. And his buddy was just laughing because he'd watched him do this evidently several times. And the people get so flustered because their argument has just been taken away from them. So,
Jimmy, even the argument of total gun confiscation, we have total prohibition of heroin. But that has not stopped heroin sales. It comes in by literally by the ton. It's a fantasy to believe. And this is my reality. We have 5,000 years of fairly decent records for human history that the market will always meet the demand. It doesn't matter what the demand is. If there's a demand for heroin, that market will be met. If there's a demand for any substance or activity, that demand will be met by the market. And I've never found a counter argument to what I just said. Have you, Jimmy?
No, sir. No, sir, not at all. One of the new T-shirts that we carry in the store and also at the gun shows and everything says, you can give peace a chance. If it doesn't work out, I'll cover your six. And that's all it said. And it's amazing to see people out in Walmart and other stuff like it stare at that shirt, and they're trying to figure out exactly what I'm saying.
Well, so, cover your six is becoming a bit more mainstream, but that's a term used in you know, by men and women in military and law enforcement. That term is not well known by a very big percentage of the population.
No, and I've had a couple of young teenage age individuals ask me what it means, and I explained to them, I says, well, Has your buddy ever gone in to ask a girl for a date or something like that, and you stand back watching so that the football player that wants to date her at the same time doesn't jump in and hit him? And he goes, yeah. And I says, well, then you're covering his six. What it is you're covering the side that he can't see from attack. Oh, that's pretty cool. Next time we see him, you know, we'll hear that they're using it in normal conversation.
Right.
But his theory and his technique I found to be practically perfect, because you allow them to give you all of their arguments, and at the same time, they see that their arguments are moot.
That's right. Right. A quick follow-up before the break. I offered to put a sign in their front yard, this is a gun-free home. Nobody wants to take me up on it.
I know.
Here's our break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 23rd of October. Visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the CEO of Desert Eagle Scooters, DesertEagleScooters.com. If you want to get started in reloading, Jimmy, you got the equipment. Do you have manuals or DVDs people can buy also to do some tutorials there?
I'm thing that we always do and everything is locally is if anybody buys reloading kit from us, we spend the time normally starting at about 1 o'clock or right after lunch, and we go the whole process with them and get them a good foundation. Over the Internet, sometimes that's a little difficult, but still, we work through our customers and everything. We're always available to them for a phone call. I tell folks, I says, even if it's 2 o'clock in the morning and you deem that it's necessary and serious enough, I want the call. They may have to wait a few minutes to knock the cobwebs loose and to get coherent, but I've never had a customer double charge a case, and I've never had a customer with a stuck barrel. So we try to lay the best foundation that we can for folks and keep them supplied with the quality products and the information. If there's any updates or anything, we always let them know. And there's a couple of different aspects to the reloading process that next hour I'll talk more about the options for reloading without a full-blown press and a bench and everything else, because there are several different ways to do it. And
right.
So I was able to pick up a few components and everything from the parts boxes on a couple of tables that allowed me to put a couple of old presses that I've been refurbishing for folks back in operation. And we're always looking for, if anybody out there has got any old reloading components or press parts or reloading stuff that you don't know exactly what it is, we are interested in it, because I'm continually picking up old presses or damaged presses and other equipment, refurbishing it, and then that way I can get someone into reloading at a really reduced rate but still have quality equipment.
Right, right. Well, our local preparedness group's having a reloading class in December here, and we had a experienced reloader, of course, being the instructor. Quick follow-up on Fred's comment about this Satanist woman. She felt guilt and shame because Missouri state law required her to listen to the heartbeat of the baby that was inside her womb that she wanted to murder. So she's suing the state of Missouri so that the women no longer have to hear the heartbeat of the unborn baby that they're carrying, so they will no longer feel guilt and shame, according to her Satanist beliefs. Very bizarre and strange stuff. But that's the way it is here in Missouri in 2017.
John, we were discussing earlier, it's impossible to regulate or trying to think of the word I want to use, but morality and common sense. You can't be stupid.
Well, we'll talk about this more later time. We got a top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. Angioprim.
Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.